With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. National religious broadcaster strongly condemning the attack on a church in St. Paul, Minnesota, where radical protesters stormed the sanctuary and terrorized worshipers. George Williams has more.
President and CEO Troy Miller has issued a statement saying in part, quote, NRB stands unapologetically for the First Amendment freedoms of speech and religion, empowering Christian communicators in the church and beyond. Houses of worship are inviolable sanctuaries, shielded by law from such vile intrusions. When mobs cross that line to bully and terrorize, they endanger the liberties of all Americans. NRB calls on church leaders, Christian communicators, and believers everywhere to rally with urgency to protect our faith. We call on law enforcement at every level to prosecute these offenders, ensuring churches remain bastions of peace, worship, and unyielding protection under the law, unquote. George Williams, Washington.
President Trump has linked his aggressive stance on Greenland to last year's decision not to award him the Nobel Peace Prize. Ed Donahue has more.
At the Davos Forum in Switzerland, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent responded.
I think it's a complete canard that the president would be doing this because of the Nobel Prize. The president is looking at Greenland as a strategic asset for the United States.
The president's message was to Norway's Prime Minister, Jonas Gahr Støre.
He
said the president is very preoccupied with the Nobel Peace Prize, and I've explained to him many times that it's an award given by a Norwegian committee, not the Norwegian government. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hackers disrupting Iranian state TV to air footage supporting the exiled crown prince. Video urged security forces not to target civilians and comes amid nationwide protests and a crackdown that has killed more than 4,000 people. This is SRN News. Well, the two biggest nations on earth are unfriendly to Christians.
Some say the future belongs to India and China because they represent more than one-third of the global population. But they also both appear on the Open Doors U.S. World Watch list this year, an annual ranking of nations where religious persecution is the worst. India comes in number 12 overall thanks to a Hindu nationalist majority that persecutes Christians. China is number 17 for its constant persecution and repression of believers. Michael Harrington reporting.
Global music industry hitting more than 5 trillion streams in 2025, a new single-year record up 9.6% from 2024. While streams of new music, songs released in the last 18 months were slightly down from the same time last year, Christian and gospel music defied the trend and continued to climb. This is SRN News. China's population continues to shrink.
Government statistics released on Monday revealed the population fell for the fourth straight year to 1.4 billion. Births dropped in 2025 by 17% to 7.92 million. Despite lifting the one-child policy to allow three children, the fertility rate remains low. Most families cite the cost and pressure of raising a child in a highly competitive society. Keith Peters, Washington.
When everything came to a standstill, there were vehicles everywhere scattered over Interstate 196 just outside of Grand Rapids, Michigan. More than 100 vehicles crashing because of that heavy snowstorm. Officials do say there were numerous injuries, but thank God, they say, there were no deaths reported. More details at srnnews.com.